You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Outlaw Social is a five-piece band from Victoria. Their repertoire includes original songwriting, interpretations of traditional music, and some covers of contemporary songs. Outlaw Social is Catherine Black, Kendall Carson, Adam Dobres, Faris Romero, and Oliver Swain. Sean Mullen of Red Eye spoke with the band between performances at last weekend's Vancouver Folk Music Festival, and he began by asking them how they came up with the name Outlaw Social.
We're all innovators in our own style of music, I think, you know, and we play old time or country or, you know, whatever you want to call it, but we do it with our own style, and I like the idea of, you know, the outlaw, the Western outlaw, and the party, you know, the social, the party's the social.
Usually it would be like the word social outlaw exists. Why did you flip the name there?
Because it's not just one. It's not just the social outlaw, the one person who comes together. It's a group of people, so it's actually a social of outlaws.
The music is... this music comes from, like anything from a folk tradition, comes from when and how people get together and what they sound like when they get together. And so that's, you know, very much sort of how we've been a big strong influence on how we've come to the music, too. So
now you guys are from Victoria and you play a kind of, I don't know, bluegrass, Cajun, Appalachian, some sort of menage, right? Where does that come from? Is there like an audience in Victoria for that sort of music?
Yes, there's the kitchen party aspect of Victoria, that people just getting together in their porches and their kitchens to play music together is really strong. The community there is super supportive. A lot of people just play because they love to play, as in most communities. And Victoria is lucky because in a per capita ratio, there seems to be more musicians and artists than you find in most towns. And I don't know why that is. I think it's just attracted people. It's a beautiful spot to live. There's a few key individuals who have really sort of cultivated fiddle music in Victoria and brought people together with that. So, yeah, a lot of people play bluegrass. Not many people play in Cajun. The old-time scene ebbs and flows and grows as it goes in Victoria. Now, I wouldn't say we're bluegrass. We don't really fit in that genre too much. We have similar tunes and similar instrumentation, but as soon as we start playing and open up our mouths at a bluegrass festival, they don't really know what to do with us most of the time. So, yeah, especially with electric guitar. Then they really don't know what to do with that.
You play the bass?
Yep.
And the fiddle?
I play guitar.
You play guitar?
Yeah, I'm fiddle.
And your fiddle, okay. Most kids, when they grow up, they want to play electric guitar. What inspired you to play the fiddle?
You know, my older brother plays as well, and he was 5, and my mom started him on violin, and being a precocious 3.5-year-old, I got bored sitting and watching and asked if I couldn't do it too. And so they got me a tiny little violin, and I just fell in love with it. You know what, I started playing classical music, but they soon caught me learning fiddle tunes by ear in the corner when I had spare time and started fiddling alongside playing classical when I was about 6 and have done so ever since. So, I don't know. I play a bit of guitar, but fiddle, you can rock out on the fiddle, you know. You don't need an electric guitar to rock out. You need a little imagination. So, you know.
How about the bass? What inspired you to play the bass?
You know, I think, you know, the idea that, that, you know, kids grow up and they want to play rock and roll. And I think it's still true, but I also feel like nowadays, kids growing up in our communities have exposure to so much, that, I mean, I know personally growing up, I was exposed to rock music and I love it and I play electric bass and I love that. But, I don't feel like I ever really had the notion that was the one kind of innovative music or the one kind of cutting edge music that was going to be the voice for my generation or something like that. I feel like it was just always obvious to me that there's so many different kinds of expression out there, and there's so many different ways that things are innovative and so many different ways that things are relevant and relative, which is maybe the most important thing to us growing up.
This kind of music is not really, is not popular in the MTV kind of sense of popular.
Okay, give me the mic. You know, I think though that although there is a mainstream media culture out there, that in some ways, and I really don't want to go too far down this road because I don't actually believe that it's true, but to a certain degree, there is a narrowing of the musical perspective through mass media just because of what they're trying to achieve, really, from a business perspective with the media. That being said, everything, like, there's so many opportunities for alternative media out there. There's so much being offered in terms of promotion, like live shows like the Vancouver Folk Fest and all the other ones, or web broadcasting, alternative radio. You know, there's so much out there that there's never been more opportunity to hear alternative music, and traditional or experimental. I don't really feel like it is an issue really so much what the MTV or jazz stations or classical stations are playing, because there's enough room out there for everyone.
Now, you guys, you jammed a bit yesterday with some other musicians. Who were those musicians, and how was that experience?
We had a great experience. We had three workshops yesterday. We started off the morning with Victoria's terrible hostess, Carolyn Mark, and her band with Luther Wright, who's sort of a Canadian staple. He's pretty well known. He's been around for a long time and really influential in a lot of the alt-country scene in Victoria, as is Carolyn. And then we headed over to the Power to the Women's Voices Rising thing, and that was quite interesting. The three of us don't get to just play as a female trio very often, and he
wasn't included.
No, actually, and we actually did a little bit of a badass thing and brought one of our members on. We showed our outlawers, brought one of our male members on, because I mean I'm a firm believer in equality. I'm a firm believer in equality both directions. So why not? And he's a part of what we do. You know, the whole band is a part of what we do. So it felt odd to divide us into that sort of a segregation, but you know, I'm all power to the people. And then we were on a workshop with the Karavik sisters from the UK, Laura and Charlotte. They're amazing, just two beautiful, sweet, amazing songwriters and gifted musicians. So it was a privilege to be on with them, and April Virch and her fabulous band. And she's, yeah, she's one of the best fiddlers in North America, you know. And so sitting there looking across the stage going, and it's stage two in the afternoon. It's beautiful. Everybody just wants to dance and clap and sing and holler and hoot and yell. And it was great.
Okay. So you have one more show. And what are you guys doing after that? Do you have like an album coming out or?
Well, we're going to start working on a new record. I mean, sooner or later, but we've got a pretty busy summer with folk festivals and other gigs like that. So right now we're sort of focusing on the live thing and heading over to Europe in the fall for a little while. So I don't know, we keep our website pretty updated, so I mean people will know when we have another record coming. We've got new material coming all the time. And
what is the website?
outlawsocial.com. We've got a MySpace, we've got all that stuff, so you can always find out what we're up to.
Thanks very much.